From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. As many as 60 people are dead and 100 hurt after a truck plowed into a crowd of people leaving a Bastille Day celebration Thursday night in France. Authorities have not officially declared it an act of terrorism, but witnesses say they were sure it was a deliberate act. They say the driver steered directly toward the crowd and accelerated as the vehicle began hitting people, scattering bodies over a wide area. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is visiting Moscow in an effort to secure Russian cooperation in Syria. Kerry's 2 days of talks with the Russians are expected to touch on a wide range of issues. But leaked reports in the media suggest the U.S. diplomat is offering President Vladimir Putin something dramatic, a U.S.-Russian military alliance against the Islamic State group, al-Qaeda, and other extremist groups in Syria. Meanwhile, United Nations officials are accusing the Syrian government of President Bashar al-Assad of denying medical aid to hundreds of thousands of civilians. Lisa Schlein reports.
A special advisor on Syria, Jan Egeland, says progress, although not enough, is being made in providing food and other relief to hundreds of thousands of Syrians in besieged areas. Egeland, however, says the United Nations and partner aid agencies have failed to provide medical care to all Syrian civilians in need in the war-torn country. He says too many people are malnourished and even starving because of lack of food. However, he notes the biggest killer is lack of medical services. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
And for more on these and other news stories, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News.